Welcome to Nairobi Fashion Runway Podcast. This is the self-improvement series. Episode 22. Awakening your senses through self-hypnosis. The modern world has brought people a lot of preoccupation. It made living faster yet complicated, it made interactions wider yet shorter, and it made communication easier yet brief. Despite the so many preoccupations brought by media, created by people, there are also those who would want to get back to their original self and connect with it, in the most basic possible means. One of these is self-hypnosis. Defined as a process involving a hypnotist and a subject who agrees to be hypnotized, self-hypnosis is characterized by intense concentration, extreme relaxation, and high suggestibility to both parties. Experts say that self-hypnosis is versatile. In fact, its versatility can be quite unparalleled. Today, self-hypnosis can take place in various social settings, and continue to change social settings dramatically. Unlike before, where settings of self-hypnosis were quite limited, today the sessions between the hypnotist and the subject can take place in common places such as clinics, showrooms, classrooms, and even open spaces and establishments. Other experts use self-hypnosis to recover suppressed memories of people who have had bad experiences, to help them overcome the problems that they are dealing with right now, while other psychologists and hypnotherapists use hypnosis to discover hidden truths from a person's ordinary consciousness. This is done by tapping into the unconscious state of mind, where information is believed to dwell. Getting into self-hypnosis. Many perceive self-hypnosis as a trance-like altered state of a person's consciousness, while others believe that it is a way of accessing a person's unconscious mind that is filled with suppressed memories, repressed multiple personalities, various magical insights, and unforgettable memories of the past life. But, in the world of psychology, self-hypnosis is considered an altered state and gateway to knowledge about oneself and the universe he or she is living in. Today, self-hypnosis is not only used for treating various behavioral problems, but also for self-enhancement and improvement. If you are planning to get into hypnosis or self-hypnosis, there are so many things you need to consider. Experts say that self-hypnosis is one of the excellent ways of taking control over one's life. In fact, it can be used as means of disciplining yourself if you want to achieve a specific goal. For some people, self-hypnosis is advisable if you want to achieve something, and utmost dedication and discipline are needed. Hypnosis introduction can benefit those who would want to lose or gain weight, those who want to boost their self-confidence, and those who would want to overcome their fears or phobias, because it can help them contemplate a lot on the things that they need to do. If you are planning to get a course on self-hypnosis, you can expect that it can teach you to reach your subconscious mind through bypassing your conscious mind, as well as how to communicate with your subconscious mind, methods of creating your own hypnosis scripts and visualizations, how to design and use affirmations, the effects and uses of symbols on the subconscious mind, how to understand which methods will be most effective for you personally, deepening your trance state, and using visualizations to adapt scripts to suit various problems, how to change your personal history and plan a more effective future, and how to understand your dreams. Thank you for staying with us to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe to our channels across all platforms to keep following this journey of self-improvement. See you on episode 23 of the self-improvement series.